Reish Pei Aleph Sif Aleph. Ein Lishrois B'Lecho Anachnu Moedim. By the words of L'Cho Anachnu Moedim, one should not bow down. Shein Lishrois El M'Koymois Shomu Chachom. Only the places that Chachom specified, which are basically the beginning and end of the first bracha of Shemot Esrei and the beginning and end of the bracha of Hayto by Moedim. The Am and Hogim, which we have seen in Hilchos Kaddish, some people bow down in certain parts of Kaddish. The Lagoyim and Metel, that only these four places should one bow down because of the Salochim. The Ramo says, V'noigim Shabbos Ma'achim Yoyse Lova the Beis HaKnesset V'Bechol. There's a minig to come to Shul later on Shabbos, then they come to the week. Tell me, Tomei Shul Yoyse Achoyim Nema Baboikyo. Beis HaKnesset Shabbos Nema Uvayoyim HaShabbos. It doesn't mean you have to get up late. It means the davening is late. You get up early, learn a few hours, and then you daven. And there's a minig to add zmiras to the tefillah on Shabbos. If you left out all the extra mizvahim, you see him sukkah the zimra on Shabbos, you don't have to go back. That which we say in the Birchas Kriya Shema L'Kel HaShoshovas after Kel Odom, that is something that is Likuva. Machzir Moisai, if you didn't say it, you start again. The Shavuot, that doesn't mean that you have to say over Birchas Yotze Or, but it means after the Tefillah Shema Nesra, you should just say the L'Kel HaShoshovas. V'yesh l'harich u'lahanam v'zmiris v'ein limchois v'marich b'em achol v'isha amoicha mechavim v'shun bitl t'ayra. It's a proper thing to add to the zmiris and it's more that we say on Shabbos, even though those want the chazan to go quicker because they're so concerned about bitul Torah, is a proper thing to have a nice, sweet tefillah on Shabbos. Kavachayim if the person wants it to be quicker because he wants to go to a kiddush. You shouldn't daven too long, you should finish before chatzos.